Washington's declaration of the Mozambican group, which calls itself several names, including Al-Shabaab, as an FTO, allows the US Treasury to seize its assets held in American financial institutions. On the surface, says Emilia Colombo of the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C., the move won't have a big impact on the terrorists' day-to-day operations. It's not likely they have money in US bank accounts, for example.
They seem to rely to some degree on the illicit economy in the area. Any sort of proceeds they may earn from that is unlikely to turn up in an easy place for US law enforcement to find. We still see them relying extensively on looting, which, again, like that's not something that US law enforcement can easily track down and seize or freeze.
But, adds the former senior analyst at the Central Intelligence Agency, the FTO designation gives authority to the US Department of Justice to investigate, arrest, and prosecute anyone deemed to have provided material support to the militants.
This is an organization that's largely confined to a tiny corner of Mozambique, maybe a little bit of spillover into East Africa. It's still not an area where it'll be easy to track down individuals and build a case to then arrest them.
South Africa's Institute for Security Studies says the Mozambican insurgents are backed by similar groups in various parts of Africa, with fighters, weapons, ammunition, and perhaps other resources.
The penalty for providing material support to an FTO is anywhere between 15 and 20 years to life in prison, along with civil penalties, fines, asset seizures, and things like this. So again, this provision is more effective in areas where the US has a good relationship with host governments.
Colombo says the definition of material support is very broad.
There have been instances of people who were by circumstance forced into cooking, cleaning, providing auto repair services for an organization, and then applied for asylum and were declared ineligible. There is an appeal process,
She
but it's
foresees
still
the US becoming
another sort of
involved in
factor
humanitarian
in
efforts
trying to
in
make this
Cabo
right for people who
Delgado,
it may affect.
but she adds,
So when
even on a
citizens
good
come to
day,
us,
this is hard due to poor infrastructure, regular bad weather, bureaucratic red tape, and a multitude of armed groups. Colombo says the FTO designation complicates an already difficult situation.
what happens when a humanitarian organization needs to negotiate with the FTO for the safe passage of their goods and their people? What happens when they need to provide aid to an individual that may or may not have some connection to the organization? How do they treat people that we've seen recently be released from the group who were forced to provide cooking and cleaning and some kind of service? How do you provide aid to them when, in theory, you're providing material support to the group?
She warns the FTO declaration could also complicate the eventual ending of the conflict.
Even in this context of peace or movement towards peace, they are still an FTO. If somebody needs a ride to the negotiations, who's going to provide that transport? Because you're still lending material aid to the group. How do you help set up, demobilization camps, provide food, provide medicine? Because that is still providing aid to the FTO.
Colombo believes it's going to take years to solve the crisis in Cabo Delgado. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.